about Chi-Tanic, you know, and it's about like
about
what
Chicago.
If Chicago was Titanic.
Yep, that's a good idea.
The gun violence. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Chicago shit is hot.
Yeah, that,
you got Chi-Rac. You got
what do you mean you got Chi-Rac? That was like
that movie from 4 years ago.
Yeah, Chicago.
You got
that won an Oscar.
You got Chicago, like, Miramax like Pictures,
Richard Gere, Richard Gere Museum. In
you
Chicago.
Got Chief Keef, one of the best, one of the hottest rappers.
Everyone's talking about the Richard Gere Museum.
Is that a real museum?
Yeah, there's a gerbil wing at the museum.
Have a Richard Gere Museum in Chicago.
Yeah.
Nice. It's in the Willis Tower. The top floor is all like the Richard.
There's like a whole, it's like the gerbil experience wing where you go and you're on a wheel for a while and then you're like in wood chips taking a shit.
And then the last
room is you go into his asshole. Yeah.
It's what's funny is you could have gotten stopped to believe that there was a Richard Gere Museum at the top of the Willis Tower if you didn't say that gerbil shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, seriously? Oh.
Is there not a museum?
No.
I didn't think it was in the fucking Willis Tower, but who knows, man?
You thought there was a Richard Gere museum?
You fucking idiot.
There's a Liberace museum. Shut up, bitch.
Liberace was...
With your obvious-ass fucking gerbil joke.
Yeah. Liberace was a fucking...
Actual
staple.
Gay guy. Not a gay guy according to fifth graders.
Okay, that's
and kind of just like sort of a shitty actor that got way too much work.
Every gay guy gets a museum.
Yeah.
Which that's true.
There could have been. I guess you're right. What the fuck would be in the Richard Gere Museum? I don't know. Stuff from every movie. Yeah.
Officer and a
gentleman. Somebody walking around with a Mothman prophecies mug.
I didn't think it was like a big museum, but like I've been a little museum before. You know, it's like a room.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit.
Check out my Days of Heaven snow globe. I got it at the Richard Gere Museum.
I don't know, man. The fuck.
There could be a whole part about him not jizzing, right? Or something.
That's Sting.
No, it's Richard Gere, too.
I don't think so.
He hasn't jizzed in 30 years, I think.
I would
see... This whole thing. His ball sack is like a
big
suitcase.
Fat balls. He's a Buddhist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Buddhist.
There would be some Buddhist shit in there.
Yeah, you could
I'm
learn
just
about
saying,
that.
Man, there's little fucking shrines.
What's that shit they do with, like, sand, and then they, like rake
Zen
it?
Garden.
That's a Zen garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like you have bonsais
you
in
get
there.
One of those at the Richard Gere Museum.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm saying I would pop into the Richard Gere Museum for a little bit.
Yeah, if they actually had one, I would see why there was a Richard Gere Museum.
Yeah, I would get plane tickets for the three of us to Chicago.
Of course. I mean, of course it would be interesting if it actually existed. But if I was like, let's say there was no such thing as the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, there's a car shaped like a hot dog that goes around promoting the world's shittiest hot dogs.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, seriously? I'd be like, no, you fucking idiot. What would be the point of that? And then they actually made one. And
No, you just proved yourself wrong.
No, dude. I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. How am I wrong?
Because you don't dream to imagine.
I don't dream to imagine?
What?
You don't. Yes, you don't. You don't dare. I'm sorry. You don't dare to imagine. You know, if you told me that thing with the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile and it didn't exist, I'd be like, great. Can't wait to fucking see it. You tell me the thing about Richard Gere Museum. I'm like, oh, that's pretty stupid, but that's cool. Stranger things have happened. You know, I'd love to go in and see, you know, the deleted scene where he actually penetrates Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I'd like to see that.
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because I dreamed to believe.
You dreamed to imagine.
Wait, he penetrates who?
He fucks Julia Roberts in the deleted scenes, and that's part of what's in the Richard Gere Museum.
Does that actually... Is there a video of him penetrating Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can see fucking Christopher Lambert's balls in Fortress.
Yeah. Well, in the world where the Richard Gere Museum exists, yeah, there is video of that. That's the world I live in, Nick. Okay?
Yeah.
A beautiful world where you could see his dick go into Julia Roberts' pussy.
Because they're worried about doing numbers at the Richard Gere Museum, they have the Gere and Space Museum.
Oh.
It's the Air and Space Museum featuring Richard Gere.
Yep. That's a twofer. Right?
That's perfect. Yeah. That's a great idea.
The Smithsonian Gere and Space Museum.
It just becomes a dumbass idea for a museum if it's just Richard Gere to a very good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because then you got Richard Gere and you got space.
Then you go see a fucking shuttle.
Yeah, dude. You can go see the like, I believe by the end of the decade, we will put a man on the moon. Yeah, you just go into the next room, and it's like, but it's some kind of moth man. You know?
And then what's the one where his wife cheats on him?
Unfaithful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's we talked one. About that the other day. I used to jack off to that movie.
That's a hot movie. She really gets pounded out by that guy.
By that Spanish guy. And mm-hmm. then he kills her at the end.
He does?
Yeah. And he goddamn gets... He kills him. He kills the other man.
Oh, Richard Gere kills the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The other guy, Diane Lane, gets railed the fuck out in like a staircase.
Ooh.
I used to jack off to that.
Sounds pretty good.
All the time.